Certainly, it's good to be here.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've already failed. Boy, I appreciate that Sunday school lesson.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
And that'll help us.
Yes, sir.
And I haven't talked to Brother Josh this week, but the Lord laid a message on my heart, and I believe with all my heart God knows what he's doing.
Yes. Oh, God. Yes, preacher.
And have your Bible turned, if you would, to Hosea. Hosea chapter 14, the last verse, verse 9. Hosea asked a question here. He said, who is wise and he shall understand these things? Prudent and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein.
Oh, yes.
You may be seated. I want to preach today the message the Lord laid on my heart. On the ways of the Lord is right.
Thank the Lord.
That's what he gave me.
Yes.
The ways of the Lord is right.
Good.
One of the favorite chapters in the Bible to me is in the book of Isaiah, I believe 55. Where he said, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. So he that hath no money, come. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you labor for that which satisfieth not? Eat ye that which is good? Let your soul delight itself in fatness. But he said, incline your ear and hear.
Yes.
Come unto me and you shall live.
Right. Yeah.
And he went on to say, he said, my ways is not your ways.
Right.
My thoughts, he said, they're not your thoughts. For as the heaven is higher above the earth, he said, so are my ways higher than your ways. When we begin to think that we are on the terms with God as far as thinking, we're far from him. He says, the heaven is higher above the earth, so is my ways higher than your ways. We can't even begin to comprehend God's ways. That's the reason why we stay confused about things a lot of times. Whatever the Lord does, he does it right. And listen, his ways is right. I don't understand sometimes the things that God does to you. I don't understand that. I've been thinking this week and here this morning about this message. I don't understand how God's in control. You better believe that. There's nothing happened that take God by surprise. He knows all about it. He knows the end. From the beginning, he knew, my friend, thousands of years ago, you'd be sitting here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church today. I don't understand that. I don't know if I'll be here tonight or not, but he does. I don't know where you'll be next week at this time, but brother, you can count one thing. He knows about that. And he said, my ways is not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. But old Hosea said, he said, the ways of the Lord, he said, they're right. Regardless whether we understand it or not, what we like it or not, you can believe one thing. It's right. Hey, God, listen, he does all things after the counsel of his own will. He don't ask nobody nothing, but he does what he wants to. Listen, his ways are the right way. I don't understand. When Christ was here, why he didn't heal everybody, but he didn't. But listen, his ways are the right ways. They got a reason for it. I say hallelujah. We've got a God that's in control. Whatever he does, it's right. Hallelujah, God. His ways are right. We don't understand it, but he does. Oh, whatever the Lord does. What old writer said, whatsoever God does, he said, it's done forever. No man can add to it. No man can take it away. It was done that me and my fear before God. I'm here to tell you, I don't understand it, but I'm just believe it. I ain't got to go live by it. trusting in it. They've got the end. Come out all right. Hallelujah to God. Oh, I don't understand. Listen, they were more dead folks when he was here than Lazarus. They were more dead folks than that boy when his mother came to the little city of Nain. Right. They were more dead folks than that.
Right.
But my friend, they're the only ones that he raised. Right. I don't understand that. But Hosea said, his ways, thank God, is right. Hallelujah to God. We can rest tonight knowing that whatever he does, it's right. Hallelujah. I say glory to God to him. Not only his ways is right, but his word is right.
Yes, sir.
It's right. We may not agree with it. There may be things in here we don't even like. But it's right. It's going to be exactly like he said he would. It doesn't matter what the atheist thinks. It doesn't matter what the religious crowd thinks. Thank God his word is forever settled in heaven. And it's right. Thank God, I'm glad we've got a right word. Thank God, one we can trust in. Hallelujah to God. His word's right. His ways is right. His word is right. He said, preacher, sometimes, listen, these churches, their doctrine goes right against the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
But I'm just going to go with what the Bible says.
Yep. That
works. Oh, thank God, I'm glad for the Word, ain't you? Oh, listen, the old prophets of old, and they roles they moved upon. Thank God, by the Holy Ghost of God, they pinned it down. It was right. There's no error in it. Thank God, if there's any wrong, it's in our head. I'm glad, thank God, we've got a Bible that's right. We can depend on it, live by it, and die by it. I say, hallelujah, we've got the right word. Amen. The ways is right, and his word is right. Hallelujah for the word of God. David said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Let me say this. You can't change the word of God. People have been trying it, but still it's still settled in heaven. Oh, I'm glad for the word of God. Hosea said, he said, the ways of the Lord is right. Oh, his right way. Listen, the Bible said, there is a way that seemeth right unto men. But notice what he said. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Thank God, our ways is not his ways. Our thoughts is not his thoughts. Thank God, I'm glad we've got a God like that. I'm a trusting in him. I'm believing in him. Thank God, someday he's going to glory land. Hallelujah to God. Appreciate that. Not only that, but his work is right. Did you know the Bible said, he that's begun a good work in you, he will perform it? I preached it somewhere one time. I don't know if they liked it or not. I preached about that. I said, some folk get up and say they're performing. I said, he's the only one performs. He said, he that begun a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If he ever started to work in somebody, he's going to finish it. You better believe that. But I'm just going to preach a while. Amen. Let me say this morning. My friend, the day's preachers out here, I love them. Thank God they saw them fell by the wayside. But brother, if they've ever been called of God, you better be one thing. He started to work in them. He will finish it. He may finish it real short. Put them in the cemetery. But brother, you better be one thing. My God, tonight, if he ever started to work, he's going to finish it as sure as you're here. Just as well realize one thing. If he started, he'll finish it.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Whoa!
Hallelujah.
Preacher Mel, help me a while.
That's good preaching.
Here I started to work.
Yeah.
I've started jobs and give up on them and just quit.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
He ain't never started one.
No, brother.
He'll finish it.
Yeah.
He'll finish it.
Yeah.
One fellow one time, one preacher, he said he quit preaching. He said he's going to give his clothes away, the suits that he had. I said, tell him to keep one of them. He's going to need one to bury me. If you're his, he can bless you. He can burn you. My friend, and he can bury you. You better believe that. Oh, I'm glad greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, God, listen, his work is right. Boy, he never started a bad work. Hey, God, every work he started has been a good work. I'm glad. Well, ain't you glad? Thank God he started a work in me a long time ago, and he's still working on me. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad for the work, ain't you? Whoa, hallelujah. Oh, listen, he's still working on me. Oh, I appreciate that Sunday school.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, listen, folks, it's a serious thing to come to the house of God. I'm just going to mind the Lord. This ain't no playground. This is a battleground. We didn't come here to play. We come to pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord. This is where we get our strength. It's from Him. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. As a man where some is. Oh, notice this one thing's left out a lot of time. He said, exhorting one another, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. I mean, I want to, my friend, exhort you, just keep on, keeping on for the glory of God. This thing getting about ready to wind up. Hey, God, we're fixing, get out of here. Hallelujah to God. Brother, he's coming again. He said he would. He will show up someday. Whoa, his work is right. Oh, we're his workmanship.
Yeah, preacher.
That's what the book said. We're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, let me explain this. We're not saved by works. We don't work to get saved. We're working because we are saved. That's the reason why. I'm not preaching in order to get to go to heaven. I'm a preacher because God called me. Hey, God, listen, and because I'm a going someday. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad he started to work. Hey, God, listen now. Going on 60 years now. Hey, God, it's still good today. Hey, God, I'm closer home. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad for that. Oh, listen, his work is right. And another thing's right. His worship is right. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We ain't going to worship God outside the spirit. We ain't going to worship him outside the truth. We ain't going to have the truth of this word. We just will set the house. We don't want the Holy Ghost of God around. We just will stay home. Oh, but when the Holy Ghost comes, we can worship him in spirit and truth. Boy, sweet, what I like about this place. Thank God, regardless of the crowd we've got, we've still got the liberty but to worship the Lord. A lot of places ain't got that today. Just got a form and a fashion. Oh, there is, but I'm glad, thank God. Brother, God's got a few scattered here and there, but that we can worship Him in spirit and in truth. His way of worship is right. In spirit and in truth. I appreciate that. Appreciate the Lord. Boy, He's been good to me. I don't preach very long anymore.
Good preaching.
Yeah, His worship is right. I know we probably scare a lot of folks. I go a lot of places and preach, and they look at me like I've gone wild. You should have seen me 40 years ago. I can't preach now like I did then. But I'm here to tell you, I still believe, brother, let the Holy Ghost of God move. Amen.
Yeah, preacher.
Listen, I appreciate the Lord.
Yeah.
His worship is right. Well, I love to go, regardless of where it's at, when the Lord meets with us. We just have a good time in the Lord. Yeah. We can always believe, says, be good to be there. Amen. The last thing is right. Don't you listen real closely. His wrath is right.
Guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Do you know something? We don't hear much anymore preached about the wrath of God. But it's coming. If you'll turn to Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 6.
Right.
Chapter 5, he said, he that sat upon the throne, he had a book.
Yes.
It said it was written within.
Oh, yeah.
On the backside, it was sealed with seven seals.
Right.
Said an angel came and took that book. Said he cried with a loud voice. And he said, who's worthy? Take this book. Look at the seals and look their own.
That's right.
Don't you notice that?
Yeah.
He said heaven was searched in the earth and beneath the earth. He said there was none found worthy.
Right.
Don't
right.
you get this now?
Yep.
He said there was none found worthy.
Right. Yeah.
Old John the Revelator, old John began to weep about
yes.
that. Oh, he said, weep not, John. He said, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He said he has prevailed.
Yeah. Yes,
he has prevailed. Yeah. And listen to what he's talking about. My friend, he's going, listen, I've heard, when I was growing up, I hear preachers preach, he searched heaven and earth for a Savior. He never did do that.
No.
He never did search heaven and earth for a
no,
Savior.
Sir.
He always had Christ in mind. Old Peter said he was slain as a lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. But God, before God ever laid the foundation of the world, Christ is Alpha and Omega. He's always been. He's the first and the last. Old John saw him as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He said, weep not, John. He said, behold the Lion from the tribe of Judah. Amen. Listen, I preached last Sunday morning. I don't know if they liked it or not. My friend, Christ didn't come the way a lot of folks thought he was going to. He didn't come out of the tribe of Levi. Now the writer said, it's evident that our Lord sprang from the tribe of Judah, which Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. My friend, he came out of the tribe of Judah. And John the Revelator saw him there in the book of Revelation. And he said he was worthy to take that book and loose the seals thereof. How would you notice that sixth seal? In Revelation, it's opened up in the sixth chapter. That's man's number. It's opened up. When that sixth seal was opened, he said the sun became as black as sackcloth of hair. And he said the moon became as blood. He said the stars fell from heaven as a fig tree that casteth her untimely figs when she's shaken of a mighty wind. Whoa, what a terrible time it's going to be when the wrath of God it poured out on this nation of ours and the whole world. Yeah. How about him, preacher? He said, listen, if you're somewhere and there's a rock going to fall on you, you get out of the way. But not then.
Right. What it says, preacher.
I'm in a book here, preacher.
Yep.
But he said, listen, there's going to be a time.
Yeah.
They're going to run to the rocks.
Yeah.
They're going to run to the mountains. And they're going to cry,
right.
Fall on us.
Right. That's what he said.
I don't want to be around here then.
Oh, thank God.
Amen. I'll make you want to shout. When this happened, they used to sing a song. A sister, York's mother, they used to sing a song years ago. When this old world's on fire, you may know I'm going up higher. Hey, God, listen. Hey, God, he's going to burn it up one day. But we, according to his promise, we look for a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah, preacher. Hey, God, boy, no sin in it. I say glory to God. Amen. Rocks and a mountain's going to fall. If you're not saved, you're going to be here.
You're right.
You'll be running to that big old rock. Say, fall on me.
Yeah.
We sing that song sometime. I want to see. We better be real careful.
Yes.
Do you? They didn't want to.
No, brother. Right.
There'll be a time. When this thing's over and you're left,
oh my.
You don't want to see him.
Right,
those in Revelation didn't want to see him.
No, hide us.
Yep. Hide us. Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne.
Right.
For the great day of his wrath is come.
Yes.
And who shall be able to stand?
Yeah, right.
Oh, God, help us this morning.
Yeah.
It's a coming. It's a coming. Let me tell you something. Church membership ain't going to help you not one iota. I believe in it.
Sure.
It ain't going to help us.
No, sir.
Water baptism ain't going to help us. Only thing going to help us is that time we bowed before him.
Yeah.
Cried out for mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, hear us. What are you going to do this morning? He said, preacher, I won't be here then. If you're lost, you just may be here.
You're right.
I ain't going to be here.
Right.
No use running to Amazing Grace Church. Brother Kevin won't be showing up.
Praise the Lord, I'll guarantee it.
His family ain't going to be showing up.
Yeah, man. Thank the Lord.
Everybody saved ain't going to show up. Oh, I believe they'll have church.
Yeah, me too.
I believe they'll be gathered.
Yeah, they sure will.
That's good.
Oh, I hope I ain't out of order.
Preach!
Hey, man, listen.
Yeah.
The day of the Lord's coming.
Yeah.
Just round the corner.
Right. Yep.
When the trumpet sounds, the church is going to get out of here.
Hey.
We're leaving. I wonder if he's come right now. How many be left?
Yeah. Oh, brother. God help us.
Now listen, he ain't going to come looking for Amazing Grace church records.
Right.
He cares less about that. He said, I've got my book. I've got my record. He said, my record is true. We may have folks on our records that's not even saved.
Right.
I hope
right.
not.
Right.
I hope not.
Yep.
Well, we might.
Yep.
But he doesn't.
Right.
Everybody, he's God. One fellow said to me one time, I preach real hard. He said, preacher said, well, you preach, I may not be saved. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, you ask the Savior. Now, if he saved you, he's got a spiritual birth certificate of you.
Right.
Bible said it shall be recorded this and that was born in her. Is that right?
Right.
So if that's true, which we know it is, he's got a record of it. All I have to do is ask him. I'm not going on my feet. I feel more saved sometimes than others.
Right.
But I ain't going on that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Well, I'm wore out, and I've just preached what God gave me this morning. Let's get a song. Is that all right, Brother Kevin? Let's get a song. Hey, folks, here, you've heard a good Sunday school lesson this morning. And I've tried the very best through the help of the Lord to preach what God gave me. Folks, listen, the ways of the Lord's right. I know this old-fashioned way Brother Jerry's been made fun of. Don't think much of it anymore. But I'm glad for the old-time way.
Yes.
I'm glad old prophet Jeremiah said, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old paths. Wherein's a good way. And walk therein. He said, you'll find rest for your souls. Oh, I like that old song, when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied. Hallelujah to God. I feel this morning somebody needs to come.